Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You ready for a hot take? Everybody's saying, Lane. Gotta be Kiffin. What about Eli Drinkwitz? Over at Mizzou. I think he'd be better. How you like that? I think he'd be better.
Not Matt Campbell?
I don't think that's the type of place for him. No.
20?
But Greco's team taking care of the SEC over
Nicely
the weekend.
Done.
Toledo.
Nicely
big
done.
Big win.
29.
Where's Campbell going to go?
That's it.
That's it. We're done with the college
nothing
football
on,
today.
Nothing on Notre Dame fraudulently being ranked ahead of Northern Illinois.
Browns. Talk Browns.
JOK, you should be
Guardians.
Ashamed of yourself that your alma mater is ranked ahead of Northern Illinois.
Whoa.
When they beat you at your place.
Well, he doesn't control the polls, buddy.
I was just trying to combine them.
Oh, nice
to get back to Browns.
Yeah, did Mitch was itching for a top three? Wasn't he a power ranking of the MVPs of the game on Sunday?
Yeah, he wanted to get after it.
Of course he was.
All right, Mitch.
He wanted to get in on it.
We'll let Mitch do it. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Number three, Jerry Jeudy. Number two, Corbin Jorquez. Number one, Alex Wright.
What about Trevor Lawrence?
He even said his own team sucks right now.
Does his own team suck, or is he a big part of that?
I mean, he said he's taking accountability. Everybody's taking accountability in Jacksonville right now.
I would hope so.
I mean, how many games does Jacksonville win this year?
They booed his face. They are 0-2 this year. They have not won. Mitch, you said they've lost their last six
in a row.
It would be seven of their last eight now, and their last win was against the Panthers.
No, but isn't it seven straight that
he
started?
Even count.
Yes.
So they had that promotion where they named that stadium because it's called Everbank Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a TR in front of everything. And I forget who was going to the game yesterday. I want to say maybe it was Gerard. Gerard didn't know what was... He thought maybe they were like transitioning to a different name or something like that. He didn't... If it wasn't Gerard, I'm sorry. One of the people who were broadcast, they did not know that there was this big Trevor Bank promotion going on to celebrate Trevor Lawrence's extension with the ball club. And I thought, boy, if you're one of his teammates walking in and they're doing all this crap to call it Trevor Bank Stadium, I mean, hey, he's a pro quarterback. He's their franchise quarterback. It is what it is. Like, let's not all be lost. But boy, you better be good, because if you ain't good on a day where they name the stadium after you for a day.
Probably shouldn't have 17 yards passing in the
first. Yeah, they booed him without mercy. Had to be great for Deshaun Watson to hear the home fans booing another quarterback. Had to be awesome.
Maybe he'd gotten too used to that.
Holy cow.
I told you yesterday.
The boos were so hard. You can tell they were so visceral.
Yeah.
Visceral booing. Those were hardcore Jags
fans. I told you yesterday,
there.
Like the 66-yard bomb to Brian Thomas and also some of those gazelle-like runs. You understand why he was always the next Andrew Luck. Like those three plays, you're like, oh, that's why. But you assume that you're going to fill in the rest of the blanks, right?
Uh-huh.
Over time, you feel like you're going to get better at reading defenses. And the guy is lost to the line of scrimmage. You know, the Browns were showing run play. He never got them out of those run plays on second down where they were running right into Delpit and JOK. It's like, dude, there's nine guys. That's you. You're the quarterback. You're turning into a veteran now.
Yep.
You're supposed to be able to get your team out of those bad situations. Also, Peterson didn't do many favors. What's the one thing that's been really effective against the Browns defense that we saw last year with the Rams, that we saw with the misdirection? And the jet sweeps. You saw one jet sweep, no misdirections. Like, I mean, I'm not an X's and O guru.
Tone's
but like,
disgusting.
I know what works against the Browns defense.
I mean, this is your four, man. You kind of got to get going. But he threw for 4,000 yards last year. The turnovers hurt him.
I'll take Blake Bortles.
I know that. Okay, let's not say things we can't take back here. He
just
threw
a penalty
for
away
4,
from going
yards.
To the Super Bowl, Kenny. I'm taking Bortles.
He's out of the league now.
And I'm taking him.
Okay, well, at least you're being... They can't see your face. They don't know you're being sarcastic. I didn't even know at first.
You know why? You know I'm upset about Trevor Lawrence?
What?
It's because I made what I thought was a compelling case for Urban Meyer to be a good head coach in the NFL, and he was saddled with that fraud.
Oh, Urban was saddled with the fraud.
Yes.
Okay.
Single-handedly ruined that and the lying kicker. The guy who said he was getting punted by Urban Meyer... And nobody backed it up, and the media ran with it for 2 weeks, and it turned out wasn't true at all. Was just that, totally made up.
I don't know if that's confirmed that that was made up.
Reckless speculation.
Nobody saw it.
I want to make sure it gets out
I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
And that everyone knows that was Anthony Lima that said that.
Not me.
Nobody else.
Well, me. Sure as hell wasn't me.
The NFL would have been way more entertaining with Urban Meyer as a head coach, and Trevor Lawrence ruined it.
Is that what your contention is?
Yes. That guy sucks.
Trevor Lawrence made him go to his bar and... Is it Trevor Lawrence made him do that?
I think that if he had a better quarterback that he hadn't given up on, maybe he's not going to bars hanging out with college women.
Let me get one more in here.
Reckless speculation.
But now we got him on the Fox pregame show, so...
He's very good on the Fox pregame show.
He is very good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, because I highlight that, like, you hate Urban Meyer because I thought he would be a bad NFL coach. And I was right, and you were very, very wrong. And I was very happy to be right about that.
Is that enough games? Do we have enough games?
Yeah, we had enough.
Don't some coaches start out bad and then get better over time?
Lou Holtz was not a good head coach in the NFL. I don't even think he finished his first season with the New York Jets. Bet you don't even remember that, do you? Because neither of us were alive.
This was 1977.
How long did Steve Spurrier last?
A couple seasons, I want to say, with Washington. Then he ended up at South Carolina for a long time. And then they've kind of sort of been up and down ever since. But either way, see, you fell back into college football. For Trevor Lawrence, man, like if I were a Jags fan, like, hey, I know, our quarterback situation. Hey, all right, yeah, I know. I'm a Browns fan. Our quarterback situation, our guy ain't necessarily through the woods right now. But boy, whew. Name that stadium after that guy, and he turns that performance in. I don't care if it's raining. Trevor Bank Stadium. Oof. And how many yards did he throw for?
He ended up with...
Altogether, 220. Threw for more than our guy.
He got 17 in the first
half. I mean, when they were in desperation, Browns were giving up some pass plays.
66 of that came on one pass to Brian Thomas.
And it was amazing. Like, those are the plays that make you think that he should be really, really good at football. He's not.
So there are people who are angry at Kevin Stefanski for the third down. We just had Daryl on and brought him on. You know, if you're mad at Kevin, you're mad at Kevin for having faith in the quarterback. I mean, that's where we're at on that, right? Like, you can Kevin's a big boy. You can be mad at him all you want. And maybe people are. 216-474-0092. That's a play that's called. Bootleg on that situation is a play that's called a lot. Called a lot. Again, Nathan, and we can highlight it again if we want. I don't want to just call for it out of nowhere willy-nilly. But Nathan highlighted it during the radio broadcast because I got the setup, except when the internet ain't working, which I'll get into later. I have the setup where I got the TV on and I hear the radio call. And every now and then, the radio is behind the TV or vice versa. It's just how it hits on the Alexa down in the basement, right? So I got the game going and I can hear Nathan while this play is going on because the color analyst was a Jason McCourty. He doesn't know the Browns as well as Nathan does. He's a good color analyst. Don't get me wrong. I thought the TV crew was pretty good. But he ain't going to know the team like Nathan knows the team. And it was interesting. Nathan says this right before the play that happens.
Third and six.
Please reset the game clock to 137. 137.
Keep giving them time back. So you'll get down to probably the next play. You have a chance to get this inside of 50 seconds. Now, I'm okay if you want to give them a bootleg here and just say, look, if something's there that's easy, you throw it. If not, you just slide and keep the clock running because It's going to be tough to pick up this first down, just running it up the middle.
Deshaun from under center, offset eye. Harrison, Foreman to the backfield. Deshaun takes the snap. Play fake. He's going to roll out left. Chased by Joshua Hines-Allen. Throws the ball. No whistle. Ball loose. Browns cover it on their own 48-yard line. Now they say incomplete. And the clock stops at 1:29. Oh, my Lord. That was almost disastrous.
The ruling on the field is an incomplete forward pass. Fourth down.
Well, here's why it is even a little bit of a disaster.
Because the clock stops.
The clock stops right there. And that's why I said I'm fine with the boot, but it's either you have something easy, and if not, you get down, take a knee, give yourself up. You cannot allow the clock to stop here.
And I start writing furiously yesterday because I'm going, oh, my God, Nathan called it. I'm texting you guys. Like, I'm like, we got to get the audio for it because there it is right there. So they've if Nathan's saying it, they've definitely practiced it. It's definitely been done. But when Deshaun decides to do what Deshaun decided to do, I mean, you can't be mad at the play call. The only thing I think you can be really mad at is that Kevin decided to trust a guy that you don't trust. Kevin, in the post game, Stefanski in the post game, talked about it. He said that was basically the only time he was mad at Deshaun Watson. So it was a compliment sandwich, but he said that was the only time he was mad at the guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to say comeback performance. That's just a starting quarterback out there making plays. He's not perfect. I got mad at him at the end there, but didn't stay mad at him. He made some plays. And you know, that's who he is. His pocket movement, making plays off schedule was incredible. A couple of those throws down the field were really, really impressive. And he never blinked. That's a tough crowd that he's in, out there with. And we're backing up, and there's penalties, and the kid never blinked. Yeah, he should take a sack. But I'm very, very proud of him.
Now, if you were Big Kev, say you find yourself in the same exact situation against the Raiders. On the road, you're against the Raiders.
Just hand the ball off.
boot again.
You think he will?
Yep. I would. If you were Kev, you would hand it off. I'd do boot again. There ain't no way he's making that same mistake twice. Now, they might see it coming fine. Just get down and take the sack. I don't care. But if you find yourself in that spot, there's no way your franchise quarterback, who's, again, he's supposed to be your franchise quarterback, there's no way he does that. There's no way he does that again. And if he does, my God, then we have a real trust issue.
I mean, listen, he clearly had trust in him yesterday with the amount of passes. Look, we talked about the holding calls and how it seemed like there were seven straight plays that there were holding calls. Well, yeah, they were all pass plays. So Kevin Stefanski, despite the fact that your tackle situation is what it is and you got massacred in the opening game against Dallas, and the passing game was not where you wanted it to be. I mean, he still had a ton of confidence as you were trying to salt away the game, and he's still throwing passes
yep.
yesterday.